Friends, we're going to transition now into a time of memorial. We're going to have a service of remembrance of one of our church patriarchs, Bob Boak. Bob was a longtime member of this church. As many of you know, our church has the annual Christmas tree sales. And I don't know exactly when Bob got involved in that, but he probably sold more trees off this lot than any other member of our church. I mean, on is my understanding. But he is well remembered. I only had the opportunity to meet Bob a couple times while he was here visiting in the last few years. So we have Reverend Bill Butte, who will be leading us in our memory of this wonderful leader of our church.
Thank you, Pastor Matt. Our words of grace. Jesus said, "I am the resurrection and I am life. Those who believe in me, even though they die, yet shall they live, and whoever lives and believes in me shall never die. I am the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. And I hold the keys of life and death. Because I live, you shall live also." A responsive prayer of grace. Friends, we have gathered here to praise God and to witness to our faith as we celebrate the life of Bob Boak. We come together in grief, acknowledging our human loss. That in pain we may find comfort, in sorrow we may find hope, and in death we may find resurrection. Dying, Christ destroyed our death. As in baptism, Bob put on Christ.
Our reading today was written in King David's time, about 3,000 years ago, and has been used to bring comfort to people all over the world ever since then. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in right path for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord my whole life long.
Good morning to everyone who is here today at Bishop James United Methodist Church, either in person or through Facebook channel. As an aside and a little bit of church history, I tell you that the church bell for this church was cast incorrectly, and it identifies this church as Biop James. The S is missing from Bishop. March 13th has a special significance beyond today's Sunday celebration. We can categorize it as a celebration of birth, a celebration of life, a memorial service, or a Thanksgiving celebration. On Thursday, March 13th, 1919, yes, that was over a century ago, and some years before any of us came into this world, when a son, Robert I. Boak, was welcomed to Jesse Richardson Boak and Joseph Boak in Brooklyn, New York. He is their second child, and I'm sure that you know all of the traits and challenges of being a middle child, so I will leave it at that. First and foremost, Bob is a child of God, being made in his image and likeness. He took on the mantle of his Christian faith in baptism, and like all of us who are believers, carry with us the character, personality, and other traits for all eternity. There has never been anyone like him before, nor will be again. Bob walked on this earth for 102 plus years. That certainly leaves us a lot of material to cover, which we don't have the time or knowledge to explore. So, my dear friends, I will just give you a Kodak moment, or as it were, a snapshot of a few of Bob Boak-isms. Although Bob was born in Brooklyn, he grew up in Summit, New Jersey, where he attended Summit High School. It was there that he developed his tinkering skills in chemistry and nearly caused a high school disaster. With his acumen for chemistry, maybe he was secretly getting himself ready to join the Manhattan Project in 1938. For those of you who may have forgotten this piece of history, the Manhattan Project was the code name for the American lead effort to develop an atomic weapon. In order to remind Bob about explosives, his son Peter aptly selected an exploding cake topper for Bob's 100th birthday party. Robert Boak served this country in the U.S. Army and was discharged as a technical sergeant. He traveled the world to Africa, France, New Guinea, and the Philippines, but his real achievements were close to home. He did receive the King Neptune Award when he crossed the equator and paid homage to the god of the seas. He proudly displayed the certificate in a place of honor in their home, over the throne. Most of his life was spent within a 25-mile radius of Summit, although before his birth and until his passing, summered with his family on the island of Martha's Vineyard. Bob was the founder of the RB Company, Watchung Laminators, circa 1947. When he left the employ of Walker Gullard Plenn, paper brokers in New York City. It was there that he developed an archival laminating machine to preserve maps and other historic documents. These machines were sold to the National Archives and other archives in Canada, Spain, Nigeria, and worldwide. Bob would be proud to go there and set them up. And on one particular delivery, he witnessed his machine being offloaded from the ship and immediately dropped into the harbor. Oh well, baptism. I had the opportunity to work alongside Bob for more than 3 decades. I always say that everyone needs 3 fathers, our Heavenly Father, our biological birth father, and a mentor father. Bob is one man who fulfilled the mentor role for me. I am forever grateful to God for placing him in my life. I could not even begin to share the depth of what this entails. Bob's ultimate claim to fame was his wife Patsy and sons Robert and Peter. Patsy always reminded him that the reason he got married because he needed a keeper. And to Rob and Peter, I say that you are the luckiest children, for you got to pick your parents. While they did not have any grandchildren, there were nieces and nephews, grandnieces and nephews, who filled their life. My own children affectionately designated Patsy and Bob as adoptive grandparents, since they spent a lot of time with them growing up. In case you didn't know it, Bob and Patsy met at the Summit Playhouse, where they were involved in Broadway theater. Well, actually, a few miles off Broadway. As far as we know, they never won an Oscar, and the whirlwind romance which started there lasted for more than 65 years. But a few more Bobisms. He was always willing to help anyone fix anything. In fact, that he was instrumental in helping Rube Goldberg develop his craft. Bob constantly wrote to the members of Congress to give them pointers on his visions of what the country should look like. Bob believed that you only ate to live and not live to eat. And I don't think he ever finished a whole sandwich. Bob lost more leftovers from a restaurant by placing them on the top of his car before driving off. And Bob really believed that red wine and dark chocolate are the top of the food chain. Bob would really give you the shirt off his back, literally. Once when we were making a special award for a customer, I asked him to pick up some green velvet material. He came back saying that he couldn't find any, but he was able to get a velvet shirt. He said we could cut out the back for the award, and then Patsy would sew something else into the back of the shirt so he could wear it and it wouldn't go to waste. Bob bought a small pickup truck so that he could deliver the Bishop James Christmas trees. And in the off season, he would make runs to the town dump. Patsy always said that he would bring home more than he brought there. Bob was the oldest living member of the Bishop James United Methodist Church. They joined this church in the mid-50s when they were looking for a church for their two boys so the boys could get some old-time religion. Although there were several other churches in Basking Ridge at the time, they joined this congregation because the then pastor came to their home and welcomed them to town. See what can happen from a small gesture? Bob was always fond of his church friendships and always first to help with the sharing of his God-given gifts and treasures. In honor of all that he did at Bishop James, Sunday, November 24th, 2014, was designated as Bob Boak Sunday. Bob was the Bishop James Cemetery manager for more than a quarter of a century. In fact, he helped start the annual Christmas tree sales in the 50s, a program which continues today. Bob followed in his mother's footsteps in being honored by the Oak Bluff Selectmen for his century of residency on Martha's Vineyard. Each of you will have the opportunity to reflect and remember stories about Bob, which I hope that you will share during the repast. Bob is the ultimate gentleman and will be missed by all of us. He was happy in all that he did in his simple, frugal manner. He touched thousands of lives in his 102 plus years. He did it his way. But I think that he showed his example somewhat like Francis of Assisi, by his example and only using words when necessary. If we read 2 Timothy, I think the passage sums him up. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Now there is in store for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day. And not only to me, but also to all who long for his appearing. Think often, my friends, about Bob. Reflect on those special moments which you had together. Remember that we gather today as a community of God's people, to laugh, to cry, to support each other. Bob, if we put it in another term, we say you are a real mensch, which means a woman of integrity and honor. We love you, Bob, and we believe we'll be together again. May the God who sustains us bless each and every one of us and give us his peace. Prayer of commendation. Eternal God, we praise you for the great company of all those who have finished their course in faith and now rest from their labor. We praise you for those dear to us whom we name in our hearts before you. Especially we praise you for Bob, whom you have graciously received into your presence. To all of these, grant your peace. Let perpetual shine upon them. and help us also to believe where we have not seen, that your presence may lead us through our years and bring us at last with them into the joy of your home, not made with hands, but eternal in the heavens, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Receive Bob into the arms of your mercy. Raise him up with all your people. Receive us also and raise us into a new life. Help us to love and serve you in this world, that we may enter into your joy in the world to come. Into your hands, O merciful Savior, we commend your servant. Acknowledge, we humbly beseech you, a sheep of your own fold, a lamb of your own flock, a sinner of your own redeeming. Receive him into the arms of your mercy, into the blessed rest of everlasting life, and into the glorious company of the saints. Now I ask you to join in the hymn, The Old Rugged Cross.
Friends, as we leave here, I invite everybody to join us for a reception or repast down in the hall downstairs. You'll walk down the hall this way, go downstairs, and it'll be on your right. It'll be a time for us to continue to share the memories of joy, of the lessons, of the witness that Bob shared with us throughout his life, that we can continue to have memories of him, and he can continue to live amongst us today and always. After dismissal with blessing, there will be announcements on the screen while there's a posted, and then we will all depart there. Now may the God of peace, who brought us back from the dead through our Lord Jesus, the great shepherd of the sheep, by the blood of the eternal covenant, make you complete in everything good, so that you may do his will, working amongst us that which is pleasing in God's sight through Jesus Christ. To whom be the glory now and forever. Amen.